Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Today on the Zabecast, it's Andy Polin, the guy I once derisively called Good Enough Andy. A man who knows more Redskins history than anybody. Somebody who loved Chinese food, Tiger Woods, and 60 Minutes on Sundays. And a guy who taught me the word mushugana. Your bonus, uncensored 35-minute edition of the Zabecast is locked and loaded. So buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
In the immortal words of Maximus, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
And the best thing is, Andy, we got two more games to go as we tape this one between games 2 and 3 on the Sunday slate. Having fun on this Super Wild Card weekend, brother?
I'm telling you, the lesson is don't go to bed.
you probably did on Saturday night, didn't
you? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, it's Jacksonville, you know. I mean, you know, you understand that in their first playoff appearance and God knows how long, they're not going to be able to come back. But God, they did.
It's so in other words, when you woke up, and maybe pitter-pattered out in your slippers with your robe and your winter coat to pick up the newspaper, the Washington Post, to get your information as to, well, how did the game end last night? Maybe you don't do that. You don't do that, do you?
I'm not that much of a Luddite. I actually do. I have an iPhone.
I have an iPhone
that I can pick up. Yes,
but suffice to say, when you logged in to your phone, you were like this.
Surprised, Eddie?
Surprised.
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. That yeah. was it. So when you saw the score, what was your reaction?
Oh, my God. I mean, I was, well, you know, I saw that, you know, I did watch into the third quarter. I think it was 30-20 when I went to bed.
Okay.
And you know, I thought, okay, they made a nice little run here. But certainly San Diego, certainly the Chargers will be able to put this away. And, you know, and the fact that they could not run the ball, what did they run the ball? 8 times in the second half?
Threw it 25. Once they went up 27-0. They threw the ball 25 times and ran it 8.
Yeah.
They had a +5 turnover margin and a 27-0 lead and still lost the game. That has never been done before in playoff history. It is almost impossible, short of point shaving, to lose a game the way the Chargers did. And yet, there seems to be talk that the Chargers aren't going to fire this dipstick.
Yeah, I don't understand that. You got this once in a lifetime quarterback, and you had a game that was won. It was over. That game was
over. Exactly. And he pissed away. He wasted a timeout challenging a play, which was dumb. And then he saved his final timeout to try to ice the Jags kicker on a 36-yarder. It's like, it's an extra point, bro. You're not going to be icing him. I would have gone with at least one more live play. Probably wouldn't have made a difference. But this guy and the Chargers have a rep for chargering that they blow these games. And this goes back to before Staley got there. But really, he should have been fired because of what he did the week before, which was playing his starters deep into week 18 when they didn't need to be. And Mike Williams, their stud wide receiver, wasn't available because of a back injury he sustained last week. Moron.
Yeah. And he's, you know, and then he does all these crazy things, you know, going for it from his own 20-yard line on fourth down during the season. I mean, you know, enough already. It's a time tested sport. You know, things are done in a certain way because over the course of time, it's more successful. You're not going to buck the trend and all of a sudden be the guy, that changes the way football is played. I mean, we've seen that before, right? We've seen the run and shoot.
Sure.
Or do we see Chip Kelly come in with some Meshuggah kind of offense for a while? Ultimately, it's football. You play it like football and you win and you don't blow a 27-0 lead when your turnover margin is 5-0. It's unbelievable.
Really bad. And then, of course, you missed late in the game Joey Bosa slamming his helmet and getting a penalty that moved the extra point or the two-point conversion from the 2-yard line to the 1. I don't know if Doug Peterson would or would not have gone for the 2 if they were still at the 2-yard line. I know the odds do increase by a decent amount just with that 1 yard. But it seems to me that Doug Peterson would have been like, fuck it, we're going for 2 no matter what. We've come this far back. We're not going into overtime against these guys.
Yeah, and by the way, Peterson has done a great job there. But doesn't that point to the fact how unbelievably bad Urban Meyer was?
Oh, yeah. Complete clown show. They wasted a whole year. I mean, they would have been a year ahead of schedule with Trevor Lawrence. That said, The one thing Urban Meyer gave to them, though, was the number one pick again.
Yeah,
and they took that stud defensive edge guy who was I'll think of it in a second. But, you know, they've got a loaded team now, and they got the quarterback who seemingly has got his confidence. By the way, Trevor Lawrence went to a Waffle House after the game to celebrate. How great is that? How peak Jacksonville is that?
Yeah, I mean, you can look at that two ways. Like, yeah, I mean, that's really cool that the star quarterback went there. But on the other hand, you might say, well, it's Jacksonville. Where else is he going to go?
Right. Trayvon Walker is who they picked with the number one pick, and he's going to be a terror on the edge out of Georgia, of all places. So the other big thing with that game, Andy, was the absolute demolition of the legend Al Michaels and Tony Dungy and the call of the game. I, a known Al Michaels, you know, hater of sorts. Detractor, right. I'm a detractor. Even I was taken aback with the amount of vitriol, and the vitriol coming from verified accounts of people in the business that felt like, you know what? I can take a run at Al Michaels. This won't have any negative repercussions. The reviews were brutal.
Yeah. What did you think about this? First of all, it's time. Okay. And for everybody, it reaches this point. And for him, it's time.
He's 78 years old.
Yeah. That on top of the fact that I think two other things were in play. One, he was working with Tony Dungy, who is not a game analyst. I mean, he does not have the energy. And this is not the personality.
Really. Not the energy, not the personality. He has a soft tone to his voice, so it doesn't have any edge. And most importantly, he doesn't have any experience. Experience is supposed to matter. Put a guy in there who's done it.
Right. Now think two other things that could be in play here. This was not the varsity game for NBC. Tirico's doing that Sunday night, even though it's not the sexiest of matchups and that, you know, Baltimore doesn't have Lamar Jackson.
Are you saying that NBC didn't have the depth to fill that game? Because surely they could have gotten somebody, right? I wonder who they would have gotten.
This is an Al's contract because the prime broadcasts are produced by NBC. So this was part of the deal that he would have this. But the point is, he's maybe in his mind saying to himself, hey, I'm Al Michaels, and I'm doing the Saturday night game. I'm the Sunday night football guy. I know they're going to have Tirico do it, but I think maybe that lowered his energy. And I also think, and you know, this happened with Keith Jackson. Keith Jackson was great. The last game that he did may have been the best live sporting event I have ever watched, the Texas-USC game in the Rose Bowl with Vince Young scoring. And the Vince Young touchdown that won the game was a good call. It really was. To the corner. But the rest of the game, he was bad. He later admitted that he was bad. And it was time. And I think it's time now for Al. You know, and for most guys, it doesn't end gracefully. It doesn't end with him walking away, people wanting more. Vin Scully did that at 89, but most guys don't do that. And I think Al is going to be one of those guys. I think he's going to get another year because it's probably in his contract with Prime. But people are going to be highly sensitized to what he's saying now because of this. They'll be more aware of how good he is. And I think by the end of next year, it'll be, hey, sorry, Al. You know, you got to go now. You're over the hill.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, Dungy was just a bad pairing. They should have never thrown him the bone. I know they love Dungy because he's a wonderful prince of a man.
Yeah.
I don't see why people think he's good on TV. He's fine in the studio. Define fine.
Well, in that particular case, you got multiple people on there. And so you say one, two, three, four things over the course of, you know, 20 minutes. You don't say that much. Game, you got to pretty much comment on every play. And I don't think he's geared to do that.
Yeah. The win percentage the win probability for the Chargers was at 99.9%.
Yeah. It was a guy who put down $1 million at the half to win like $14,000,
yes,
or something like that.
A better at DraftKings Sportsbook put down $1.4 million, Chargers money line live, and it would have only paid $14,000. Actually, $11,000. Well, like, there's a couple layers to this story, by the way. First of all, some bettors are dubious that it's real because they say, I have a hard time getting more than $1,000 down on a live in-game bet.
Mm.
Now, if you're a big enough account, then I suppose they might take that action. The other question is this smart business? Because I saw another sports book say, yes, further humiliate one of your top gamblers and top customers on a bad bet publicly. How is that good for business?
Mm. Did they identify him?
No,
I didn't see that.
Did not identify him. But if you're the guy that lost the money, you're looking at it going, oh, fuck you, DraftKings. Like, I can take my action elsewhere. It seems to be terrible business, if you ask me.
But you can't say you're going to take your business elsewhere, because everybody will know then that you're doing that because you lost.
But then they would love to have you. That's the thing. Yeah. If he is this type of better, a moron, and the reason why, and you know me and math, Andy, it's not my friend, but even I understand this concept. So to win 11 grand on a $1.4 million bet, you would have to make 140, give or take, of those bets successfully to get back to even. You know what I mean? For the risk that you're putting out. Do you really feel confident that you can go 140-0 on these supposed sure things? Because as we've seen in sports these days, fucking anything can happen.
That's true.
So anyway, there was that. But yeah, the Al Michaels Dungy thing was unfortunate for Al, because it put a little bit of a ding. I know he was a legend. I know he's an institution. I get it. I just think he hasn't been good, actually, for a long time. So people are now finally home on that. Okay. Yeah. All right. That said, the other game from Saturday, the Niners in a bit of a tussle against the Seahawks, shake them off. Brock Purdy is the story, and people are already getting a little bit out over their skis, including Mike Greenberg.
Mike Greenberg.
Greenie saying, this might be the greatest story ever in the NFL.
No, he didn't say might be. Oh. He said, this is the most improbable ending in the history of the NFL. Racing to the front of the parade to get out in front of everybody.
Meaning if Purdy wins the Super Bowl.
No. He meant what happened yesterday. He meant
in what game? In the Seahawks Niner game?
Yeah. He said this is the most improbable. No. Yes, he did. Look at the tweet.
He couldn't have meant that just about a game that broke open in the fourth quarter, because that's all that happened. The Niners just expressed their will.
But he's saying Mr. Irrelevant leading the Niners to a game like that. And my point would be, sir, meet Mr. Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner didn't start until his senior year at Northern Iowa. Brock Purdy was a four-year starter at Iowa State, much higher program. He was actually drafted.
Right.
Kurt Warner, not drafted, got a look from the Packers, cut, was, as everybody knows, stocking shelves, played
at the Hy-Vee grocery, played for the Rhine Fire, the Iowa Barnstormers, got bounced from multiple NFL camps.
Right. And was not even supposed to play for the Rams, but he got his chance when Trent Green got hurt in the preseason,
right,
and went on to have one of the greatest seasons ever and revolutionized the game with the greatest show on turf. And then Mike won the Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay. So your guy, Brock Purdy, nice story right now.
Right.
But he's with a good team and maybe the best play caller in the NFL. And they've won one game. Let's see. You gotta win a couple more. You gotta get to the Super Bowl.
He's a nice story. I like his swagger. I love the family angle. I love the fact he's Mr. Irrelevant. As I tweeted as well during the game, I said, anyone who says stop calling him Mr. Irrelevant, it's insulting. No, it's a compliment. Mm-hmm. When a guy like that starts to ball out and blow up, you use Mr. Irrelevant even more to pack it up the experts' asses about how wrong they were. That's a compliment right there, if you ask me.
Okay, but also, when you say Mr. Irrelevant, he was drafted one round later than Tom Brady. Okay, so
I know.
And also, the Mr. Irrelevant thing,
who coined that phrase?
Oh, it was some guy, and he's since passed away. But the draft, I think it may have been 17 rounds, but it was certainly 12 rounds when he did that in the 70s. And once it went to seven, to me, that doesn't really seem worthy of being Mr. Irrelevant if you're a seventh-round pick. Seventh-round picks are supposed to make it in the NFL.
Right, because the draft went to how many rounds once upon a time?
Well, many years ago it was 17. I think it went to 12 maybe in the 70s.
Yeah.
And then
17 rounds.
Yeah. Well, also fewer teams, too.
Sure.
And then, you know, and then when it went to, first it went to eight rounds, and then it went to seven. And that's what it's been probably for the last 30 years.
Yeah, even though he never won anything, I think Tony Romo is arguably a more of a long shot story, having been undrafted out of Eastern Illinois, and then just sat sort of stashed away for several years under Parcells in Dallas before he got a chance to play.
Well, speaking of Dallas, taking a flyer in the fifth round on a guy named Staubach, thinking, we'll see what he's got when his Navy commitment is over.
Right, exactly. So the Brock Purdy thing, I'm sure, has got to drive a lot of Commander fans crazy. Although maybe if they're believing in Sam Howell, I don't think I've had a chance to talk to you about the Sam Howell inaugural voyage.
Yeah, I mean, he looked good. He looked good against the Dallas team that I'm not sure where their head was for that game because they were absolutely terrible. And, you know, we got to see it over the course of a season. But I think, to me, the way I'm reading this is that they don't want to make any commitments to anybody expensive while the team is up for sale. So they're trying to sell you on the idea that this guy is good. But I think once, you know, and this works both ways. You know, if Snyder is attempting to sell the team, he can't sell it with a quarterback that they've just gone out with a big commitment to, that a new owner might say, yeah, I really didn't actually want that, which actually happened with Snyder.
I know. He came in that way, tried to undo the Brad Johnson trade,
which
was the dumbest thing. So his whole tenure started out of the gate like that. By the way, speaking of Snyder, did you see the Jerry Jones article?
Yeah, yeah.
And the quotes.
I'm gonna take a sword for him. I like the little fella, but I'm only going so far.
He said, you know, I've had to back off recently. Jerry Jones was quoted as saying, because you don't know who else might be listening. Yeah. In other words, he identified Danny as a rat and then said, I wouldn't take a sword for the fella.
But he did.
Al Davis.
He didn't think that he'd sick the private investigator on him. He did say that.
He didn't believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I hear that apparently Bezos has not officially filled out an offer for the Commanders. Would this be concerning to you?
Well, but could this also
be... If you want him, by the way.
Well, I don't know, want him or not, but when you have that kind of cash, do you need to get in on the bidding?
Or you need to fill out the paperwork. It's like...
Just say, hey, listen, Bank of America, when you get your top bid, give me a call.
Google me.
And I'll go...
Put 20% on top of it and wrap it up.
Because I really don't have time to get in with the little people on this, you know. So you know, I'm interested in sending a rocket into space.
Oh my God.
Or, you know, this is not my thing.
That so, would be hilarious. Know,
just call. Yeah.
Yeah. The Ravens game is about to start, and there will be no Lamar Jackson. This whole drama has gotten very interesting because it was Lamar on Friday who broke the news ahead of Harbaugh in saying, can't go, my sprained PCL is not right, love you Ravens, love you Raven fans, can't play, wouldn't help the team, sorry, peace out. Likely has played his last game as a Raven. There's going to be a tricky franchise tagging and then trading situation in the offseason, but this has launched 1,000 sports talk radio debates about whether the Ravens owed him more loyalty, about whether Lamar is leaving his team in the lurch. Your guy, RG3, is weighing in on this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going on in Baltimore?
I go with Jason Lockenfora, who lives in Baltimore.
Yes.
And is very tied to the league and said it's over. And he thinks they'll trade him before the combine because it's going to involve draft picks and the Ravens are going to be, you know, wanting to look at what's available. So this is going to happen quickly, he thinks.
Do you think it's a mistake by the Ravens?
You know, this is an unusual situation in that there's no agent. So you're negotiating with a guy who really has no negotiating experience.
And negotiating with his mom.
Okay. But if every time.
Apparently who's his agent.
Okay. Well, every time you go to Mrs. Jackson and she says, yes, what Deshaun got, that's what we'd like. And they go, well, we don't do that. That's an outlier. You'll notice the other deals that have been made, including Russell Wilson, are not done that way. So when you're ready to come off of that, call us back. And she'll say, well, that's the deal. So maybe they're at an impasse on that. I don't know.
You know, you've had an agent in the radio business. Uh-huh. I have an agent, Matt Miller Broadcast Management, Chicago, Illinois, agent to the stars, or at least me. And I've always found that the biggest benefit of having an agent is just the buffer between you and management. So that there isn't this feeling of it being personal, that you can say to yourself all the time, it's not personal, it's just business, not personal, just business. If you're, though, sitting in that chair negotiating a contract with the GM or the program director or whoever, it's going to feel personal, probably. So at least an agent can then be the buffer and can sort of massage things and can kind of guide the franchise and use his Jedi mind tricks to go, look, he got a great player here. He was the MVP. He loves living here. He's humble. He's hardworking. The locker room responds to him. Let's not let this thing get out of control. That's why you need an agent, because he'll be working it behind the scenes.
Except that in this case, that there's a different kind of leverage on Lamar's side that neither one of us has ever had.
Which is what? He wants a fully guaranteed deal, Deshaun Watson.
But there are lots of guys who could talk on the radio. You'd like to believe they he's one of 15 in the world.
I'm not making any comparison to radio. I'm just saying an NFL agent would be that guy that would be gently working this like a big lump of clay into a deal that is acceptable to all. And he's got, and a good agent works it on both sides. He molds the team to come off their stance about, you know, how much guaranteed money is in it. And then you mold the client to go, look, the Browns are fucking idiots and they're desperate. That's why they gave him guaranteed money. You're probably not going to get it, and you might get hurt. So now the Ravens, in a way, have been vindicated. They're like, shit, thank God we didn't give guaranteed money to a guy who won't suit up for a playoff game when he might be able to.
Yeah, I mean, there's that side of it, too. There's also that you have an agent who's probably represented other clients, so that when they're talking to Eric DaCosta of the Ravens, he can say, well, let's do it the way we did that contract or the contract that we did 2 years ago. You know, right. there's a baseline of comparison, which Mrs. Jackson, as far as I know, has never negotiated any other contracts before.
No. So. Well, somebody will want them. I heard some ludicrous ideas thrown around, including by your boy, Anthony Irwin Kornheiser, who suggested the Ravens should trade Lamar Jackson to the Bears for Justin Fields and the number one pick. And I'm like, the fuck they will. The Bears are not going to give up both of those things. And I don't think the Ravens would want Justin Fields, but that's just me.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's big and he does similar things, but he has not been the MVP of the league like Lamar Jackson has been. Right,
exactly. So we shall see about that. Then we fast forward to Sunday in the early game. The Bills jump out to a 17-0 lead over the Dolphins, led by third-string quarterback Skylar Thompson. And it looks like this thing is going to be a complete and utter blowout. And then the Bills just played a lot of dumb, lackluster football, turning the ball over. Josh Allen, good as he is, has played some shit football lately, fumbles to get him the lead in the early second half. I was napping and falling in and out of sleep as this game went on, but they ended up subduing him in the end only because Mike McDaniel choked as a coach on the most important play of the game, a 4th-and-1 that turned into a 4th-and-6 because they couldn't get a play call in and the play call off in not just a 35-second play clock, but a 24-second bump up of the play clock. That is coaching malpractice.
Is it all McDaniel?
Yes, yes.
And the word is quarterback enter into this.
The word is McDaniel said there was confusion as to whether it was first down or fourth down that the referees didn't adequately signal. And I know that sometimes on these plays it gets confusing, but if you watch him on the sideline, he is not running around focused and in command. He looks like a deer in headlights. As I said on Twitter, he went Corporal Upham. He was in the staircase of the bell tower at the end of Saving Private Ryan. What do I do? And he was the darling of the league earlier this year in the regular season when they're rolling over teams by 20, and he's caught on Mike NFL Films joking around with Tua and everything else. And by the way, I like that. And I like him. I'm not saying fire him, but I'm just saying in this case, he fucking choked. It's easy to be cracking jokes when you're rolling over people, but when games have to be won, you're going to be like, what down is it? What down is it? And then when you get a pump up, don't send in a new personnel package because you think you're so smart. Run something, anything on 4th-and-1.
Draw in the dirt and run the play. Yes,
yes,
I know. I know. I'm old school. Sonny used to get down on one knee and he would draw it up in the dirt. I understand that.
Yeah.
But, you know, this. You've also heard this, I'm sure, that the word is that they're going after Sean Payton and they're going to try and get Brady there to Miami with them. And McDaniel be one and done.
That would be fucking crazy.
Stephen Ross could do it. I mean, this is the guy who tampered and supposedly served a 7-game suspension, but who knows? My brother-in-law saw him in the next box when he was at the Ravens game back in like early October, so who knows?
Yeah. And then the Vikings just got bounced minutes ago. They went out on a 4th-and-8 checkdown by Kirk Cousins, who had a statistically outstanding game. Outstanding game. But on 4th-and-8, a check down to their tight end that gets snuffed easily. Oh, I said to Church on Twitter, who's a big Kirk defender, I go, thoughts and prayers, buddy. Here they come. Here come the Kirk haters.
The defense didn't help them either.
The defense is absolutely a sieve. They cannot stop anybody.
Who's the coordinator of that defense? You know?
John Q. Fired.
Yeah, he should have been fired at the half. I mean,
they don't have the personnel. Ed Donatell.
Yeah, terrible. They need somebody else. That's a joke. I mean the story of Kirk's career is this. I mean, great regular season and playoffs. You know, every year.
Well, the Giants have something going on. By the way, Daniel Jones had a spectacular day, running it over and over and over again. I mean, they run him in power, Andy, and he doesn't seem to mind it one bit.
Yeah, they won 4 games last year, and this guy, Brian Daboll, comes in. Now, this is one of the few guys who comes off the Belichick tree who's been successful, at least in his first year. So it's hard to tell, but he has made a huge difference, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. So yeah. The Eagles are the one seed, and they're sitting at home sipping tea right now. The Giants have it going. Dallas is going to play tomorrow night. It's a tough scene for a Commander fan right now, isn't it?
Well, in the division. Isn't it always? You know, I mean,
when isn't it?
the year that everybody's watching them, they're watching them go into the playoffs with a 7-win season.
Yeah. You know,
so yeah, I mean, the hope is Snyder is gone. That's going to be the Super Bowl.
That would be the Super Bowl, no question about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, and then I'll end on this, although I've tried to tell myself over the years, don't end on a down note. End on something up. But this is a big story about to blow up. Did you see the story of Darius Miles for Alabama's basketball team?
No, I did not.
Alabama is ranked, what, top five?
Yeah,
top
10?
They're like a basketball school now, in addition to being a football school. Alabama men's basketball forward Darius Miles has been identified as one of two men involved in a fatal shooting near campus early Sunday morning.
Ooh.
Miles, along with another man, has been charged with shooting and killing an unnamed 23-year-old woman.
My.
I mean, wow.
Yeah.
This is going to be something. And who knows if he's got a nil deal. But I'm going to imagine that nil deal has got to be null and void at this point. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I would think so. And you know, I don't want to get into this discussion, but
well, here we
too
are.
Many guns. Really. Too many guns.
Okay.
Too many people have guns.
Okay. That's your takeaway from this?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know either.
It's
I don't know if he's guilty, but a woman is apparently dead from gunfire, right?
Have dead from somebody who murdered them with a gun.
With a gun, yes.
Yes. So has there ever been a collegiate murder involving a player that you can think of?
Yes, the Dave Bliss story at Baylor, where one player shot another and Bliss tried to cover it up by saying he was a drug dealer.
Right. What else?
That's the one that comes to mind, but because I knew Dave Bliss when I did SMU basketball many years ago. But
it's pretty rare for sure. And I don't know. We'll see how this plays in the middle of what is going to be all talk about the NFL playoffs. And Super Wild Card Weekend has proven to be, an unbeatable product, man.
You can't oversaturate it, you know. And you know, every time you see a quarterback get breathed on and they call a roughing the passer, you say, oh, they're going to ruin the game.
Right.
They can't ruin the game. They can't do it.
No, it's absolutely impossible is the bottom line. And that's why Roger Goodell is the luckiest man in the world. Son of a bitch. All right, Andy, let's go watch some more football. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Take care.
See you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.